Well, we're thinking today about creation, and I'd like us first of all to think about animals. And I wonder if you could tell me what is your favourite animal? What is your favourite animal?
Dog.
What is a dog?
Dog.
I've seen lots of those. Dogs?
One at the back.
There's a dog there, just by way of a visual aid. A live dog.
Yeah.
Any other animals? Any other animals in church today? Any other favourite animals not in church? Hedgehog. Hedgehog. The?
My cat.
Your cat. You haven't brought him to church?
No.
No, not in church today. Dog, hedgehog, cats, these are all quite tame animals.
Camel.
The?
Camel.
The camel. You like the camel because of its hum? The turtle. They're lovely. Lovely turtles. Any of the younger people got a favourite animal? A leopard. What do you like about the leopard?
Climbs trees,
runs fast. Yeah, a picture of athleticism. He's lent his shape to training shoes, one kind or another. Yeah. Any other favourite animals? Had leopard, hedgehog, turtle. Yes. The
fishes.
You like fishes of all kinds, eh? Their colours, elegance of movement.
What about the giraffe?
The giraffe, with its tall neck. The giraffe is a wonderful animal. Whenever I go and see them, I cannot believe how tall their necks are. They're always taller than I remember. Yeah. Have you got a favourite animal?
Lion.
The lion, absolutely. The king of the animals, the king of the jungle. The lion. I wonder if you can guess what my favourite animal is.
Ebo.
Ebo? No.
Bird?
No. Horse? No, it's not. It's kind of related to the animal that lives on the peninsula in Bern.
A bear?
A bear, yes. It's a kind of a bear. I went to look at the bears last night, but they were all inside. Can't imagine why. Related to a bear? No. Much more closely related to the... It's not a brown bear.
Polar bear.
Not a polar bear. What? The panda, absolutely. There we go. The panda. Now I like the panda because it has an adorable face. It looks so cute. And it seems so cuddly. I love the giant panda. I love to visit zoos just on the off chance that I might see one, or might even see a baby panda, but they're very rare. In fact, the panda is an endangered species. Does anybody know why the panda is an endangered species?
Not enough.
Not enough bamboo. Hit it. Yes, absolutely. Point one, not enough bamboo. The panda lives in the wet forests of northern China and eats by preference only bamboo. It's its favourite food, and it needs to eat for 12 hours a day to get enough nutrition, because bamboo is not all that nutritious, as you'll know, those of you who eat it. So the panda needs lots of bamboo forest, it needs many square kilometres of bamboo forest to survive. And when people cut the bamboo forest down or use it for building materials, then the habitat of the panda is endangered. That's one reason why the panda is an endangered species. There's another reason. There are another couple of reasons that I can think of. Anyone know a second reason why the panda is an endangered species? This is a little bit technical. Yeah.
Baby panda is very small, too small.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, female pandas don't really take care of the baby panda.
No, they don't.
And they don't procreate enough.
They don't.
Naturally.
Absolutely. They have real difficulties with having baby pandas, to these animals. The first difficulty is that the mother panda, the female, is only fertile for 2 or 3 days a year. Now, when you add that to the fact that pandas are very antisocial animals, and they live in their own territory, square kilometres, all to themselves, The chances of a lady panda meeting a gentleman panda whom she likes enough to want to mate with on the right 2 to 3 days of the year, that is very slim. So these poor pandas don't naturally find mates and mate with them very easily. And even if they do mate, when they have baby pandas, they don't often take care of them very well. The mummy panda, she only has one cub. If she has two cubs, if she has twins, fortunate enough to have twins, she eats one of the twins. She eats the weaker ones, only one of them survives. And then she sometimes doesn't look after that one cub very well either. So when you add all that together, the endangered habitat, the lack of breeding, and the fact they don't care for the offspring very well, this is a very fragile and vulnerable animal. It's so fragile, in fact, that some naturalists say we shouldn't bother taking care of them because they left to themselves, they would just die out. But I think that would be a mistake because we would never get them back. And they're lovely, cute, and cuddly animals. But they are very fragile. They're very fragile. Now, God is a God who is concerned about his creation. And 6 weeks ago, we had a special festival. It was the festival of... You've forgotten it already. It wasn't that long ago. Big festival. Christmas, yeah, absolutely. We celebrated the festival of Christmas. And what's at the heart of the Christmas celebration? Jesus. The birth of the baby Jesus. God cares about his creation so much that he enters his creation himself and is born as a baby. Now, babies are fragile. All babies are vulnerable and fragile. But Jesus was particularly vulnerable. Can anyone suggest why Jesus was especially vulnerable when he was born in Bethlehem? Circumstances of his birth were quite hard, yeah? He was laid in a manger, which was not a very safe place for a baby. Not very clean, not like a Swiss hospital bed. It was a dangerous place. And not only that, but what was going on in the wider world which made Jesus' life dangerous? King Herod, yeah. King Herod, who did not want a rival king and therefore brutally slaughtered all the children in Bethlehem from which Jesus narrowly escaped. So Jesus was a fragile and vulnerable baby. God in Jesus experiences himself the vulnerability of the world he has made. He experiences creation's fragility from the inside. So a panda and a baby. And thirdly, well, I expect you can guess what's next. It is, of course, an orange. Yeah. I'd like you to imagine the whole world was the size of this Spanish orange. Now you'll know, of course, that the Earth is made of several layers. It's got a core, mantle, a crust. And around the edge of the crust, there is the atmosphere. And I wonder if anybody can tell me, if the world was an orange, how thick in this orange would the atmosphere be? How thick would the atmosphere be? Anyone guess?
Centimeter.
A centimeter?
Micrometer.
Size of the skin? How thick, how deeply into the orange could you bite to get the atmosphere? Well, the answer is the atmosphere would be as thick as a piece of tissue paper. As thick as a piece of tissue paper. You see, like the tissue paper, the atmosphere is fragile. It's fragile. And we human beings can damage it, and we can even tear it and make holes in it. It's easily damaged. So we're thinking today about an endangered animal. An endangered animal, a vulnerable baby, and a fragile planet. And we're reminded today in our worship that God cares for his creation. He cares so much that he becomes a vulnerable part of it. And we're invited to care too, for the animals, for the plants, for the earth itself, for the air we breathe, and all that's needed for life to continue, and for our beautiful planet to thrive, because it's a vulnerable and fragile world, and we have responsibility with God for its well-being. Amen.